Hey guys, if you go in the show notes below, you can join my email list. And in there, every month I share with you ground marketing tactics, strategies, scripts, and so forth. And every month we kind of touch on a subject like gyms, small businesses, how to get new patients from restaurants, how to get new patients from big corporations, and so forth. And so, yeah, go in the show notes below and just click on join my email list. And every month, like I said, every week, I'll send you guys also a little bit of an update of what went on in the dental marketer world, what episodes came out, the latest deals from our sponsors, and more. So go in the show notes below, guys, and join my email list. All right, it's time to get into the episode. So, super excited to be here. For our listeners who don't know, we're doing this actually live, a podcast recording live in Orange?
Yes.
In Orange, and Disneyland is
right around the corner.
Like, 2 minutes away?
I would say so.
2 minutes away. If the fireworks went off, they would go off right now. But, and so we're in the studio. You guys might see the footage to this, the video recording, right?
Yeah.
And so, yeah. Thank you guys so much for having me.
No,
I appreciate
for
it.
Out.
Thank you.
Thank
us.
You.
If you are a part of the Dental Marketer Society or a part of the any of our Facebook groups, then you probably will see a live soon. Or on Instagram, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what?
I would say so.
Yeah. If you're following us on the Dental Marketer, that's our handle, then you'll see a live soon. But anyways, really good, really quick, guys. Can you tell me a little bit about yourselves and how you got into PH Dental, and then let me know, actually first and foremost, what is PH Dental?
Okay.
PH Dental is our solution providers for dental practices. So from startups to current dentists that are 5 years in, 10 years in, we help them grow their practice with a system in place. So not only are you buying a product, now you're buying a product with a system that's going to bring you a return on investment. So we have many different specialists in our facility that we're in here today. We have the marketing department, the medical billing department, and a lot of different equipment that dentists can buy from.
Okay, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And then how old is PH Dental?
It's 4 years old. Growing strong.
Man, 4 years old. And then how many employees?
I have about 45 employees.
Yeah,
45 employees.
And we're nationwide now.
So
yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, we're servicing over 600 dentists.
You guys just started off in California?
Mm-hmm.
In the
yeah.
beginning? What was the first state y'all branched out to? Do you know?
I believe it was Arizona.
Arizona,
mm-hmm.
Oh, so like really close.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, so then tell me a little bit about your guys' situation. How did you guys come about doing this in this field?
Doing what we're doing with PH Dental?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Or how'd you get, yeah, like, in the dental field?
Yeah.
In PH Dental,
yeah. So, Andrea actually started off as a in office management. She was doing that for 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
It ended up transitioning into, over the course of time, that she knew how to teach people. And she would go around supervising and training staff to get up to speed with office culture and how to do their job, you know. So... After doing that, she became a consultant, and that's where I came along, which was already 2 years, where I was helping her organize the courses, if you will, and then she came across PH Dental, and they wanted to bring her on, and you're able to help way more people with PH Dental, because you have this entire team, and it's like a family. It's not just a equipment supplier. It's... You know, we're going to give you the best of what we got, and everyone's going to help you to actually grow. You know, everything works together in an integrated fashion. So that way you can afford it, and you can just...
Take it from there.
Yeah,
grow,
take it from there.
Expand, open up more locations.
So really quick, though, how did you jump on, Fernando?
She brought me on. I was helping her with consulting stuff, and they heard how I was helping her strategize and how to... reach dentists and how to help them, and I think they were just impressed by the fact that I was helping her, and I wasn't even getting paid for any of that, so.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what specifically were you doing? Like, break down the strategy for me.
We are practice management advisors, so she was having to connect with more dentists, and that's something I have experience with, is being able to connect with people over social media or in person, so I was helping her come up with ways to grow that relationship with dentists.
To network.
How to approach, yeah, to network. So, like this podcast, that's a form of growing connections and network, so things like that, I think I'm a valuable asset. I'm coming at it from a different angle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, gotcha. That's how I came across.
And that's how you came, and that was a couple months ago, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm brand new to this, baby.
Awesome, okay. So then, Andrea,
mm-hmm.
How did you come across PH Dental? How did you come here?
It's actually kind of a funny story. It's pretty interesting. So we were doing consulting, I was on my own. After 11 years of dental experience, I decided, well, I know so much, I don't want to be helping just one dentist be so successful. I love, my passion is dentistry.
Mm-hmm.
I want to help other dentists. That's why I decided to do consulting. No, I'm not tied to one specific location. So when I was doing that, I was about 2 years in, I started getting messages. I guess I still had an old resume on Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
So PH was reaching out to me, messaging me, and I was like, no. I was like, sales advisor, like, they're not helping dentists. Like, I know.
Yeah, yeah.
But that was my thought at first, right? So I was just like, no, this is a scam. I was just like, I remember being in a dental office as a manager. Salespeople were honestly not my friends, right? Everyone walks in the office, and people are always constantly trying to sell dentists something, like all the time, because they think like dentists are like rich or something. Maybe some of them are, but a lot of them were in debt at some point to get rich. So it's, you know, it's not like what people think it is.
Mm-hmm.
But I understood that because I was on that side of the desk at one point. So they kept reaching out to me. I finally, one of my doctors I was actually working with at the time was like, he's the one that advised me. He's like, why don't you give him a call? See what it's about. You know, you don't know that yet. They might actually be helping dentists or this and that. So I took his advice. I actually got, I was actually past the expiration date on the hiring when I called him. It was already kind of late.
Hmm.
But he called me in anyways. He's like, yeah, come in today for an interview. We already closed it, but come in and see what happens. They told me, we're going to the ADA in San Francisco in 5 days. So if you get hired, you're just going to have to go with us. I was
mm-hmm.
like, whoa, this happened so quick. But when I had my meeting with them, my interview, when I walked in, I was just like amazed at what they were doing. And he told me, like, it's not really like you're not doing sales. Like, I need you to go out there, help dentists, and see, do exactly what you're doing now.
Business development,
you know. But on the Indeed description, it just seemed like it was like something else, I guess. But then I found out how passionate they were. The CEO came in to meet me and why he decided to do what he's doing with PH. He left from Heilsen. He was working with Heilsen before. Decided instead of selling, doing what he was doing with Heilsen, he wanted to make a bigger impact on dentists. So that's why he came here. And I just liked their vision, and we shared the same vision. And I think that's the most important part when you have a team, is make sure you guys are all sharing the same vision together, and then you go from there. So.
What is the vision?
So his vision is to be able to see any our dentists, our family, to have growth and more multiple locations. He wants to see them not just struggling to have one dental office, but he wants to see them being able to have multiple and to grow.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is the same vision I have, and to make sure that they're doing it with help and with a team so that they're not on their own. And he wants to make sure that he's there and his phone is available anytime someone wants to call him, they can.
Yeah.
And
the owner?
So yeah.
Okay.
So, so all of our doctors have access to anyone that works here, and that's what they liked. Like, everyone gives out their personal cell phones. Our marketing team, our medical billing team, our doctors will call them, text them. And I just liked how his vision was communication. We need to make sure that we're communicating with them really well,
mm-hmm.
and that we're doing everything we can to help them grow. And if their goal is to open up more practices, we have to do it for them. We got to make sure they get there. If their goal is to stay local and involved in the community, then we got to do that for them. Do whatever their goal is.
Yeah, actually, very open door.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what they say is, like, you can come pick the brains of our directors, you know, get all the questions you need answered, but be careful, you might end up staying there, like, all day. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, in the consulting, how long were you doing that for?
I did it for about 2.5 years. Yeah.
How many practices were you working with in total?
In total, I would say probably about 10.
10?
Plus. Mm-hmm.
How does that work? So they heard about you, you started consulting, and somebody else heard about you, started consulting. What did you help?
Well, so how they heard about me, well, that's the that was the power of my experience with having 11 years mm-hmm. behind my back once I started going into consulting, because now I've had a major impact just as being a manager to different practices. I was able to get them to refer people to me, or even some of them were like, you're doing consulting now? Like, we would do anything to have you back in our office. Can you come help us again? We have mm-hmm. new staff since you left. It's been like 4 years. Can you come help us? So I kind of just reached out first to the dentist I worked with in the past. I've never left any office on bad terms, which you can't. It's like, to me, you shouldn't, especially in the dental field, mm-hmm. because it's such a small world. Mm-hmm. So every time I did part ways with the dental office, I always kept in touch with them. I was always texting them, and I was their go-to when they needed someone new, even when I wasn't doing consulting. If they knew I was managing another office, I would still have my old office just texting me, like, hey, we need a biller, and we trust you. We know that you would only send someone that would be worthy to work here. Do you know anyone? So when that's kind of what rang the bell in my head. Like, all these dentists are still reaching out to me. I don't even work for them, and I'm helping them, not even charging them, because I just want to help. So I was like, what am I doing? I should just help.
So you were mainly doing the billing side, or what was like the consulting mainly about?
Consulting was basically training from front to back. Literally from the, I had its own course. I had designed courses for dental assistants on how to do their job from start to finish, from bringing the patient back to assisting with the dentist and how it should go for the patient to have a full experience.
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically putting the system in place for a new patient experience.
For the patient journey.
Yeah.
They walk
the
in, what they see, how they're being greeted, how they're being treated, and then the flow of that patient from inside the lobby to the dental assistant, if they're the one grabbing them, or the
mm-hmm.
hygienist, to the dentist, and how the communication is going. And yeah, just to get. Yeah. Everything is affected by the way the patient is being treated. So that's really...
If you guys can break down to me, what's not a good patient journey?
So I would say, one, it starts with the phones.
Mm-hmm.
So right away when you have a new patient calling, if you're going to be putting... If you put a new patient on hold at all, even one time, that's already a start of a bad journey.
Can you put on hold?
Yeah, you can never put a new patient on hold.
So do you think those, you know how like they sell you, hey, we can like market your Invisalign sales through the hold message. You know what I'm talking about? Like,
oh,
every time
yeah.
you put on hold and then, hi, welcome to this dental office. We do you think that's just like baloney? Like, don't even invest in that because
yeah,
you shouldn't even be on hold.
Yes, I wouldn't. Because it's all about creating, that doesn't create a relationship. The patient's listening to an automated voice or whatever it is. You're not creating a relationship, which is going to increase your chances of them no-showing to the appointment. And that's why new patient appointments, usually those are, you know, very high in cancellations and no-shows, because
mm-hmm.
there was no relationship over the phone from the start.
Do you ever think that's realistic, though, to never be put on hold?
It is, because I've practiced it before. So if you know, the moment you know it's a new patient, you need to, what we used to do is signal our other front offices. Our signal was like, I have a new patient. So they knew that they have to answer the phone calls for me and handle anything that came in front of me. And I had a team to support me, too, because they knew I was talking to a new patient.
Gotcha.
Yeah, the team has to be working together. Yeah. In order for you to properly be doing your position, everybody has to be doing theirs and understanding of the importance of everyone's role.
Yeah.
And that's the way you actually...
And the beauty of it, the way it worked, was the whole office knew that. So even the assistants were in the know. So we trained the assistants to know that if the phone rang more than two times, on the third ring, one of them had to answer, because that meant your front office is busy. So they were all trained how to answer the phone, at least just to take a message, answer in a nice, polite voice, and put them on hold or take a message for someone to call them. So
mm-hmm.
we had phones in the back next to the operatories, and we had phones in the front so that they could be easily accessible. So if anyone knew, on third ring, I got to pick up because my front office is busy.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So then, okay, making sure you make a connection immediately with the patient over the phone. That's the first step. What's the next step?
And then,
in the office?
Well, let's just say, remember, we're talking about what's not a good patient journey. So, not a good patient journey is like, hi, I'm going to put you on hold real fast, boom, right?
Yeah.
And then they put
yeah.
you on hold.
Yeah.
Who knows how long you're on hold for. And then...
And then you never want to, a bad patient journey would be not having availability to come in. So, you always make sure you have to have appointment times to offer.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be scheduling 2 weeks out or... if you're going to ask your patient what times do you prefer and then offer complete opposite, that's already like now you're gonna ask them to miss work. Like, it's horrible. No one's gonna want to miss work for dental office.
Okay, so then what if they do have availability? Like, you can come in right now, like, or tomorrow, or
mm-hmm.
whenever, right? Because they're like, I need your patients.
Mm-hmm.
What would be the next thing that you'd be like, ooh, you're doing that, don't do that?
Guys, I am super excited to announce our newest sponsor to this podcast, which is Crimson Media Group. Now, Crimson Media has helped dozens of practices see substantial increases in the new patient visits and overall production. So what do they do? What does Crimson Media Group do? Well, their services include SEO, Google Ads and pay-per-click, Facebook and Instagram ads, email marketing for your practice, and custom videos, so like custom content. Shane Simmons, if you guys remember, we interviewed him in one of the podcast episodes. He operates as Crimson Media's CEO, and he's a 2-time Emmy Award-winning storyteller, emphasizing the importance of using a narrative to stand out in your community. Guys, he's a 2-time Emmy Award-winning storyteller, and he's going to be working for you. So, as you know, with our sponsors, I always say, like, guys, hook my listeners up, hook my people up. This is my tribe. I want you to get an unbeatable offer. So, what are you going to get? Well, go in the show notes below. You can check out exactly what you'll get, but you'll get 3 things. You get a free in-depth marketing analysis. And what that is here you're going to learn the exact marketing techniques and strategies that will work for you and your community. Along with this, you will also understand what will not work for your practice. And that's going to result in you saving a lot of time and money. So, for example, maybe Shane will do the analysis and his team, and then they'll say, okay, you know what? SEO will work, or custom videos and pay-per-click will work, and ground marketing. But what will not work is, you know, mailers, maybe email marketing, and Facebook ads won't work, or Instagram ads won't work for you right now, and blah, 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 right? So that's what the free in-depth marketing analysis is. That way you guys can have a good idea of what marketing you should be doing no matter what. The next thing you will get for free is a free competitive analysis. Here you're going to be able to check out the marketing techniques that is working for your top competitors and the successful practices in your community. That's awesome. So if, let's just say there's a practice near you guys and they're doing amazing, right? Well, what are they doing for marketing? Well, find out. Get your free competitive analysis, and then you can mimic it, but don't copy the content, right? And obviously Shane can, he'll guide you through that whole process on what to do exactly. And then the last thing is they will waive the setup fee for anything, right? Any services, if you want to sign up for their whole package, if you want to sign up for a la carte, right? Just get the Google ads and then that's it. They will waive the setup fee. So make sure you guys mention the podcast, right? So let me reiterate, you're going to get a free in-depth marketing analysis, a free competitive analysis, and a waive setup fee. So please, please, please do me a favor and welcome Crimson Media Group. And guys, Crimson Media Group and Shane, thank you so much for supporting the Dental Marketer podcast and sponsoring. It means the world to us. So go in the show notes below, guys. Click on the Crimson Media logo or the link to find out more. You don't have to sign up with them to get the free in-depth marketing analysis or the free competitive analysis. If you just want to get that so you have a better idea of what type of marketing you should be doing and what type of marketing is working for your competitors, then go do that. Right? I mean, I don't see why you wouldn't do that no matter what, if you can get that for free. So do me a favor, go and schedule a free in-depth marketing analysis and competitive analysis. Now you can go in the show notes below and you can click on the link on the picture, or you can call them at 765-437-4554. It's free, guys. You have nothing to lose and so much to gain. You don't know what you don't know, right? So go in the show notes below or call the number I just mentioned to get your free in-depth marketing analysis and free competitive analysis today.
I would say be careful where you're putting them in. So you don't want to squeeze them into your schedule if you know that no one's going to be helping them and they're going to be sitting in your lobby forever. So you always have to keep a waiting time in mind, right?
And if they are sitting in your lobby, you have to be honest.
Entertaining
like, hey,
them or something.
Like, you know, we're running a little bit behind, 10 minutes, blah, blah, blah. Be vocal about
so
what's going on.
Yeah. And that, I think that's a, I mean, tell me if you think this is a caveat or not. It's like, oh, we don't want our patients to wait ever. But then at the same time, the waiting room, they're like, oh, let's invest so much in a waiting room. Like, let's put iPads, let's put charging stations in. But then would that mean like we're going to have to wait there for a long time? Or is that for their family? I don't know. Like, what do you think?
I think, honestly, for offices that do have all of that, it's because they do know their patients are probably going to be waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Because the offices that I've worked in that don't have waiting times that's longer than 5 days, all they had was a simple TV in the lobby, really nothing, just like magazines. Those were the offices that knew they had to get their patients back right away because they knew they weren't entertained in the lobby other than just communicating with the front office. I never was a big fan with offices who did have all that fun stuff in the lobby because it kind of takes away the relationship from the front desk to the patient. Because now you're kind of just leaving a device to entertain your patient instead of having the front office talk to them and get to know them and communicate with them.
But what if the front office is like on the phone or treatment coordinating or, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It happens a lot. That's when you would, that's why you would have the most simple things. You would have a magazine or like a TV on so that something they have, but you don't want to have too much.
I wouldn't be opposed to having that. I don't think it's a bad thing, but not overuse. You know, the technology and everything
that
we have is... it's usually a problem of overuse. If you're using it to not interact, then that's a problem. You know, like you're walking down the street and you don't want to talk to anybody, you're looking at your phone.
Yeah.
Same with patients. You can tell. They don't want to talk to you. You got to respect that too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's about being able to read the person that's in your lobby. Like, what do you think they would be interested in? Even ask them or, just look into what their interests are.
You guys who are not working in the dental office, like every day, right, 9 to 5,
right.
What would you like to see?
If you're
the patient. Yeah, if you're in the patient. Like, let's just say, Fernando, I don't want to talk to nobody. I just want to be on my phone. Then what does that mean? What can we get you? Or Andrea, you're like, I would like, you know, like to put my hands in a wax thing and then, like, you know what I mean? My skincare, hot towel. Like, what would you guys like?
Me, let's say.
Like, what's your dream dental?
I would have something massaged in my back.
Yeah?
Got some Wi-Fi. You know, like a little machine.
Yeah.
Nothing too crazy. I don't need a masseuse to come out, but... Yeah, something that just makes you comfortable sitting there, if you are going to be sitting there. But I did change dentists not too long ago because of the fact that I felt so out of the loop.
Really?
Yeah, like, I would leave, and then the next thing you know, my mom's like, hey, they said you have, like, 4 cavities, and you got to go back. I'm like, what? Nobody told me anything. So then I was like, you know what? I'm going to change dentists. I went. Immediately, I walked in. Oh, hi, Fernando. There was my name on the door. It said, welcome, Fernando.
That's so cool. Yeah.
They gave me a tour. They gave me a goodie bag. They talked to me the entire time. They gave me this...
Who is this? What's their practice name?
That was Lincoln Dental Care.
Yeah.
And
are they private or...
Yeah, they're amazing.
Private. What's up, Lincoln
Dental Care?
If you're listening.
Yeah, shout out. You guys won me over.
Wow, yeah. In Orange.
That's another tip, okay? Because I got off my parents' insurance. So at that point... if my parents had me at a dental practice, and I'm about to turn a certain age where I'm going to have to get my own insurance, you got to start treating me as an individual patient because you got to win me over at that point. I'm not just going to stay there just because my parents chose it. And that's how they treated me the whole time. It was like, we're just going to come in, do this treatment, and then whatever. But now I'm at a different practice because of the fact that they treated me as a patient I want to be treated as.
I like that. Okay, so that's what you would like. What about you, Andrea?
When I walk into a dental office, I would say I would just want to be in a lobby that's cozy, comfortable, and clean, and with a friendly front office that could spark a conversation and does want to ask, like, why I'm there and trying to get diagnose me, basically. Not diagnose me, like, treatment-wise, but who is Andrea? Like, what are you looking for in your dental office? Why did you switch over? Like, when someone starts asking those questions, that just tells you that they're interested in you, and they want to know what they can do to win you over.
Yeah.
So if they're doing that, then I know, okay, no, I'm comfortable here. And then I do like a comfort menu. I know that sounds... So when dental offices, like, have you signed your patient paperwork, you should sometimes, if they're on point, they will have a comfort menu in there. And basically, you get to circle what you want at every visit. And some of them will be like blanket. You can circle it.
Chapstick,
water bottle, neck pillow.
Lavender aromatherapy.
I love it.
I love comfort menus. Like, because then, if they're doing it correctly, they're using the comfort menu to its fullest, they keep that in your chart. And your room should be set up the way you circled it every time you come into the room.
Mm-hmm.
So every time I go into my dental office now, my blanket's there, my neck pillow's already in my room. The assistant looked at my chart before they called me back, and my room is designed the way I picked it.
Yeah,
so
it's like
so
going
cool.
to your house.
Yeah,
it's like, this is my room.
Yeah, they remember you, man. That's nice. I like that. What I hate is I can kind of relate to both of you guys. It's like when you walk in, and they're not even looking at you, and then they're like, "Hi, can I help you?" And I'm like, "I had an appointment." And then they're like, "Oh, you're here for 5 o'clock, you're Michael." And I'm like, I know you, you're my sister. Like, we know each other. You know?
You're my sister?
Like, yeah, like, come on, we know each other. But when they like say like, "Hey, Fernando,"
yeah.
or like, "Hey," and then
yeah.
I remember you come from menu, yeah, that's familiarity, right? So, okay, and then what is the issue, would you say, Andrea? Like, okay, typically we don't want to wait, right? We don't want to wait. We get there. I mean, time is the most valuable thing we have. So we get there, and then they tell us to sit down, right? Even though they're like, hey, can you have a seat, right? How can you avoid as much as possible having that person wait? I know, like, just not run behind, right? But, like, what if you are running behind?
Oh,
what if something happened?
You can give them a phone heads up if it's really going to run behind that much. Like, if you know there's a cancellation, or even if there's an open earlier slot, call them ahead of time before they're actually coming. We're like, "Hey, you know, we're actually running behind by 10 minutes. Feel free to stop by at blah, blah, blah." You give them the time zone, so that way they're not in the office waiting. They could be spending the time doing what they were doing before.
Okay. I like that. Yeah.
So I would say I would always train the front office to look at their schedules. And the moment we would know we're running behind, okay, look at the next three patients.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to be running behind in the next three? Call the ones that we would be ahead of time. And just be honest with them. Patients like when you're honest, like, "Hey, we're running late. Doctor had to end up doing something else on a patient. Whatever you're doing, just take your time and just get here like 15 minutes later than your appointment time." They love it because now they're not waiting 15 minutes in your lobby. Now they're 15 minutes at home or in their car, whatever it is.
Yeah,
listening to a podcast.
But if
there
are times, though, because it's first-hand experience, there are times where you get too busy. You haven't looked at the schedule, and time goes by so fast when you're super busy and your patient's in the room. They're walking in like, "Shoot, I forgot to call them. I got
mm-hmm.
so busy," right?
Mm-hmm.
That's at the point where I would let them know when they're in my lobby, like, "Hey, we're running a little bit behind, but I'm going to do everything I can to make sure you're comfortable while you're waiting, and we'll take you back as soon as we can." If to avoid that patient sitting in the lobby too much, that's when the front office kind of has to put her other hat on. Just take off her front office hat, and she has to put her assistant hat on.
Mm-hmm.
And she has to go look for a room that she can probably clean and turn over. Most front offices should know at least how to, like, clean a room. I know that there's, like, some regulations as far as, like, what they can touch, needles,
yeah.
sharps,
mm-hmm.
things like that. But if they see that room's, for the most part, already, like, cleaned up and they can at least see a patient, that's when the front office should take that over from the assistant that's assisting hands-on.
Mm-hmm.
Seat the patient for them. When I would do that, I would seat the patient. I would talk to the patient, "Hey, anything different from your last visit?" I would do everything the assistant probably would ask them so that when the assistant's actually ready, I'm like, "Hey, I talked to your patient. She said she has no pain from the last time. This is going well. She just has one concern on number 13. Can you take a quick IOP before the doctor comes in?" So now the assistant's like prepared and it went by smoothly. She was waiting so long because now I took her back
And that also helps with the treatment acceptance process, because if they really are running behind, the dental assistant probably isn't going to be taking the time to ask those
mm-hmm.
very detailed questions of what's going on. But now the customer, or the patient feels heard and understood, and it makes more sense when the dental assistant says, like, "Oh, now that I know that this is going on, blah, 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 blah," like, you get the treatment that
mm-hmm.
you need, depending on the case, obviously.
Got you. Okay, so then that would be, I guess, fixing it, right, when they're waiting for that long. Do you guys agree with the fact that, okay, "Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry you're here, you're waiting. In the meantime, if you want, like a gift card, $10 gift card?"
Yeah, so I've done that, yes. I do agree that you should do that if you do have patients that were waiting in the room for like 15 minutes. If you, for some reason, all your rooms are, because there are times where your operatories are just taken and there is no seat for the front office to take them to because they're all just in a chair, that's when I would bring out my gift card. If I didn't have a chance to seat them and there was no way to do that, no room for it, then I would say, "Hey, I know you've been waiting for like 5 minutes. It's going to be another 10-minute wait. but your next coffee is on us. Like, here's a $15 Starbucks gift card for you so that you can stop by before you come in or whatever. I do agree with a gift card.
Gotcha. Okay.
And patients do like it, and they feel like, oh, okay. Like, I guess my 15 minutes was worth it because I got $15 for Starbucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gotcha. So now these next questions are for someone who's not, like, totally involved in the clinical side of dentistry, right? What do you not like about dentistry? Being that you guys are mainly in the general population, right?
Right.
Because, I mean, a regular dentist would be like, oh, everything, right? Or
yeah.
maybe something something else. Oh, I hate Delta PPO, right? So,
yeah.
I think a big common thing would be the needles and the drilling, the sound. And, I would just say
that. That's what you do not like about dentistry, is the needle and the sound. So let's just say, like, they did no needles, laser, right?
Yeah.
Would you always be open to it? Like, yeah,
oh,
of course.
Yeah, that would totally win me over. If they were like, oh, we don't have to numb you because we're going to do laser instead since you're more comfortable that way, I'd be like, hell yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, so it's more the actual, you would not say like, oh, I have to go to a dental appointment, or you'd still be like, oh, laser, let's do this.
Yeah, I would be pretty, I'd probably be more on board to go instead of a little bit bummed out there. Even though I've been in the field for a while, I still don't like the numbing part, and I still don't.
The last person that numbed me, he was like a young dentist. It's nobody. Or maybe he might be listening. I don't know. But like, it hurt. I started to, like, a tear came out, and I was like, Jesus, take the wheel. Like, it just hurts. Yeah, man, it hurts. So that would be a laser. That would give you a little bit more on board, right?
Mm-hmm.
What would get you fully on board?
I would say something that would get me fully on board was laser, and then a set of, like, headphones where we listen to music or something. Well,
it's not that hard.
It's
not hard. What about you?
Man, I'm always open to technology. I think technology is amazing. So,
mm-hmm.
like, greater technology advances, the more comfort we actually get to have as a patient. I never had a problem going to the dentist. I just didn't go. Like, I think I had naturally good teeth. I got that smile in middle school. What I'm saying is my teeth have been shifting, and I know. So it's like your smile is not always going to stay the way you want it to stay.
Mm-hmm.
So I was lucky I didn't have to do any orthodontics, but now I am actually thinking about doing some form of orthodontics or clear liners. So, but.
Okay.
Yeah, aside from that, it's like, I don't have any problem going to the dentist. Like, the whole clinical side of it, the dentistry, is completely fine.
So why did
you... mess me up, go for it.
Why did you not mess me up? Why did you not just go? Like, for example, when it comes to physicals, sometimes we're always like, yeah, let's I gotta go get that done, right?
Yeah.
Or if it's, obviously, if it's like a heart attack, like, yeah, let's do the surgery immediately, right?
Yeah.
But when it comes to, what do you think when it comes to, like, oh my God, you have, like a nerve damage, or you have something
right.
really wrong, you got to get that fixed. They're like, oh, let me make sure my insurance covers
right.
it,
yeah.
and you know what I mean? Why do y'all think that is?
So, why they technically will go to a dentist is either pain or they want to look better. And
mm-hmm.
usually they go hand in hand. So, in order to look good, you got to feel good, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think the reason why people don't go, though, like what you're
yeah.
saying, is like why they wouldn't go, why they would say, oh, let me see what my insurance covers, or whatever it is. I think it's because they just don't, well, many people are not educated on the value of what your teeth can do for your overall health
right.
and like what the value is of actually having healthy teeth. A lot of people are like, oh, it's just my teeth. Like if there is a cavity forming, they'll be able to fix it. They'll put a filling. Like they
yeah.
kind of like they know it's fixable because there's dentistry out there,
mm-hmm.
But they don't know the seriousness of waiting, I guess.
But I'm asking more like in the sense for you guys, for you, like why did you wait that long? Like, why would you say, like...
he's a woman to schedule his appointment.
Yeah, like, why are you like,
wow.
Like, dentistry is... Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. It just took me a while.
This is something I told my dad, which is funny, because the last practice that I was actually a patient at,
yeah.
I told my dad, I said, my mom is a total fan of that place. She really loves it, but they treat her so well. They talk to her, she knows everybody, and I told him, I said, you gotta understand that a lot of places... the mom is making the decisions for the household. You please the mom, you got the whole house.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that situation. And I think that's true for a lot. And my mom always made my appointments. And
yeah.
the older I got, the less time I had to go, air quotes, of course, the less time I had to go.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just put it off, and I didn't have any pains, you know. So when I went and they told me I had, like, 4 cavities or something like that, I was surprised because I was like, I don't feel anything, I'm fine. For me, it was like, I had no purpose. Me,
yeah.
I didn't have a purpose. Like,
I think when it comes to, like, the younger us, like, us who are younger, right?
Yeah.
And the older, like, if it's older, it's like, yeah, you know what, I need, it hurts, things like that. Or maybe I'd be wrong. But when it comes to younger, it's more like, I feel the only reason you probably will start saying, like, at 23, 24, 25, however old we are, the only reason you'll start saying, like, let's go, it's if somebody, maybe a girl you like or a guy you like, are like, he got bad breath, right? Or, like, they'll say, like, yeah, she's pretty, but her teeth are messed up,
mm-hmm.
right? So it's more cosmetic. And then you're like, dang, I gotta go get this fixed. Or,
mm-hmm.
or maybe, like, you chip your tooth.
There's an influence.
Yeah, there's
yeah.
an influence. So, I don't know. To me, I think that might be more of a push, right?
Mm-hmm.
To go to a dental office. Then you start falling in love with the office that you like.
Yeah, there has to be a need for you to go there,
yeah.
first of all. And part of being a practice is being able to create that need. Like, you have to make them think about it before they even think about it.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. So then last question, what kind of marketing stands out to you guys as a consumer? So not so much like, oh, I like SEO or
mm-hmm.
Facebook ads.
No,
it's more like, oh,
as a patient.
This Nike commercial really
that's,
spoke
that's
to me.
That's actually a
very
good topic.
So I feel like, talking about Lincoln Dental Care again,
mm-hmm.
I, as a patient, loved how they marketed their practice to the patients, was just how they spoiled their patients. Like, that was their own form of marketing so that you can have referrals, right?
Mm-hmm.
We spoil our patients, they're going to refer someone. That's the best kind of marketing you can do in your practice. But what they would do is, like, I remember I walked in on, I wasn't working there anymore, but when I walked in, I stood as a patient. When I walked in for my appointment, happened to be
your mother's. Patient with Lincoln Dental too?
Yeah.
Dang, Lincoln Dental got you right, man. Like,
hey,
we're talking about that.
Speaking of them, like, my birthday was not too long ago, and they sent me a mail saying, like, happy birthday, here's what, like, their in-house plans.
Yeah.
They were just informing me on what's going on in the practice, and they used my birthday
As an
event. You know, everybody needs an event for something.
So you don't remember the everything else, you just remember the happy birthday part.
Oh, yeah. You know me.
But that's good, you know it.
Yeah,
you know it.
Exactly. Like, happy. Now I'm thinking, I'm like, oh, when
would
the time is right for me.
Would you have noticed if they said, hey, happy birthday, here's your first 5 sessions of Invisalign are free, or your first, you have free whitening on us, and
oh,
you're going to take pictures.
Yeah,
I would walk in and be like, you know what? Tell me more, please.
Okay.
That's amazing.
Okay. Anyways, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. So what they would do there is, I walked in and it just happened to be like Mother's Day week, I guess. And I walked in and they had a big bouquet of roses there, like a basket full of like single roses. Every mom that walked in, they were handing out a rose to every mom that walked in as a patient that week.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, yeah, it was like, I was like, whoa, that's marketing in itself. Like, then you get excited to go to the dentist, like, you know.
Yeah.
And then, like, for Thanksgiving, what they would do, and they still do it to this day, what they would do is the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, they were always open. So any patients that were scheduled that day, she would have a pile, a pyramid of pies, pumpkin pies, and she would give everybody their own pumpkin pie on Wednesday, on that Wednesday before.
Like, he's
yeah.
super surprising.
Yeah.
I'm not going to call them.
I'm going to call them right now. I know.
That's like their own. And that's what they do for like every holiday. There's always something. And if there is no holiday, like for winter, we would have blankets. They would have blankets. Put them in like an actual gift bag. It looks like you're getting a present. And it would be like just a regular blue fleece blanket. But it had their logo on like a little corner in Lincoln Dental Care.
Yeah.
And they would give it to you all wrapped. And like just to for because.
To take home?
Time.
Yeah.
Yeah, to take
I
home.
Use that blanket.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
But see, I think as a patient, that's the kind of marketing that we like.
Yeah.
It's genuine, and it's serving your internal market.
It's a lot of inside marketing that
mm-hmm.
you're not like, but you're getting the strongest type of patients, referrals.
Yeah. And every you're getting advertisement thrown in your face, like, day in and day out. The more genuine it is, the more, like, harder it is to, like, see that it is an ad.
Yeah. It's like, and we're talking about them
yes,
on this
see,
podcast.
This
like,
was not even planned.
I know. We're just talking about Lincoln Dental.
I'm
going to
call them up.
You should have it. Call them up. But like, after this, and be like, hey, listen to this episode.
Yeah.
Pay me. No.
No.
Okay, awesome, guys. Thank you so much for being with us. It was a pleasure. But before we say goodbye, tell our listeners where they can find you.
On Instagram.
Yeah, we are on the tag dental_genies. That is the page for me and Andrea.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the website?
Website, you can find our services and solutions under phdentalinc.com.
Yep, phdental.com.
Okay.
phdental.com. All right, guys. So awesome. And then this is not going to be the last episode that they're going to be on. We're also going to be talking about why it's important to have systems in place when you're buying products. So everybody here who's listening and you're about to buy a product, make sure you tune into the next episode. And then we're also going to be talking about medical billing. What's that all about? So we're going to go really deep into that, right?
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about how you can medical bill on implants
mm-hmm.
and more. So tune into that episode. And yeah, thank you guys so much for being with us. It was a pleasure. And we'll hear from you soon.
Thank you. We'll see you soon.